sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel.
Amen.
So baptism won't turn them from darkness to light. It won't open their eyes, and it won't give them redemption or regeneration by faith, which is in Christ Jesus. It just won't do it.
Right.
And Paul confirmed that to the church at Corinth. Now I want you to notice this. Revelation 21:27. And he's talking about the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, which we see as a symbol, I think, of the Church of Jesus Christ in its perfection. I just can't picture a city 1,500 miles square, but I can picture it as a perfect cube. Every line exactly the same. And let's look at it now. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. That's the holy city, New Jerusalem. And I'm not here to preach about it tonight. I might some other time. But it's a wonderful picture when you get it.
Amen.
All right. Regeneration consists of giving a holy disposition to the mind. 2 Corinthians 2:12. Colossians 2:12. Now, there's got to be an operation on the heart. And you know what is said in the 8th chapter of Hebrews about the new covenant? Let's turn over and read it. I might quote it all and I might miss some of it. So let's just read it together. If that first covenant, verse 7. If that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Now, why did he mention house of Israel and the house of Judah? One thing, it came to the Jews first. But another point that I'd like to leave with you tonight, nobody's under the new covenant of grace, but those who have been born again.
Amen.
Circumcised in heart. Circumcision confirmed their citizenship under the old covenant. All right, let's read a little more. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. Now look at the 10th verse. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind. That's what it says. I will put my laws into their mind. And I want to tell you tonight that that law is not that's written on stone, but it's on fleshly tables of the heart.
Amen.
And when God saves a person, he changes his outlook. He doesn't give him a new mind, but he gives him a different disposition of the mind. And this clarifies that. He said, a holy disposition of the mind. I'm going to have to close for tonight. I will say this. 2 Corinthians 5:17, following that up. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
I'm glad I know it by experience. Appreciate everyone that you're coming back tonight. I love you all. I'm your friend, and I believe you're mine. God bless all of you.
Lesson number 6.
Brother Henry enjoyed your good prayer. Appreciate the presence of each one tonight. Sorry to hear about the tragedies, but we're on this side of a better day. And we don't know who will be next. Sorry to hear about one of our members of faith who was killed last night in a car wreck, ran under a trailer. Pray for all that need God's help tonight. And one of them is me. We just started last night on one of the articles. Got a few points in. And that is of grace and regeneration. I want to take up where we left off, which would be Deuteronomy 30:6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Now, circumcision that was practiced in Israel was simply a type, as we all know, of and a figure of that circumcision of the heart.
Amen.
That is wrought by the power of God. And we made mention last night also that put the families of Israel under the covenant, the old covenant. Nobody tonight is under the grace covenant who hasn't partaken of the grace of God in regeneration. You hear people say we're under the grace covenant today. Well, the unsaved are not under it. The unsaved are still out in sin and out in the world. And it takes regeneration, circumcision of the heart, be made a new creature to become a part and under the and receive the benefits of that covenant. I'd like to call your attention to Romans 2:28. And I wish everybody could understand this. I wish everybody would accept it, but evidently they don't. Now, when you go back to the Old Testament and you see the examples or read about the examples that God made out of national Israel, do you ever think about his using that as a symbol or as a type of the Israel of God? I don't ever read about it, but what I think of it. And this confirms it. Romans 2 and 28. For he is not a Jew. Now in God's eyes, the Jew back yonder typified, symbolized God's regenerated people. Every time. Even though they were a national people, a nation. But here Paul said he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And he's talking about that heart. He's talking about that nature. Not only did he say that, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. In every case, it was having reference to the circumcision of the heart, the regenerating power of God, and the making of a child of God. And notice this. He said the circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit. And not in the letter. Now that old circumcision on the old covenant was of the law. And that's what he means by the letter of the law. Whose praise is not of men, but of God. Now back under the law, it received the praise of men, and pride had a lot to do with the egotistical practices of Israel. All right, look at Romans 5 and 6. He said, and hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now, our article is Grace in Regeneration. Now, grace, in every case, is an unmerited favor. In other words, it's a gracious gift. That's what it is. You can't make anything else out of it. Now, he said this is done by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. So, it's not received by nature. Therefore, a sinner does not love God. You know, we said the other night, maybe last night, a sinner left on his own would never seek after God. Not his nature. He'd go the other way.
Amen.
The only way that the sinner is going to be attracted to a better life is by what the gospel has to offer. And that comes about by God's divine grace, because the gospel is a gospel of grace, not of works. God gave his Son, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that brings about salvation to the soul is trust. And a person can do that without doing anything. Do you know it? So that excludes works. Trust is a simple reliance upon Christ. That's what it's all about. And his finished work. So works is ruled out. Paul made it very clear about that. He said, if it be of works, it's no more grace. Or if it be of grace, it's no more works. Otherwise, works is no more works. Grace is no more grace. You can't mix them.
Amen.
Absolutely impossible to mix.
Amen.
Oil and water, you can't do that. And it's just the same with grace and works. All right. Notice 1 John 4 and 7. We won't have quite a bit to say about this in a minute. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God. Doesn't that confirm what I just said? That the sinner doesn't love God? Everyone that loveth is born of God. So that separates the saint from the sinner, believer from the unbeliever. The unbeliever does not have the love of God. He might have respect, and I'd like to feel like that some of my best friends through the years have been unsaved people. And I've lived to see some of them get right with God. Some of them haven't yet. But I'd like to get the news that they have been. Because they've befriended me and they've respected me. But they didn't love God. It wasn't the love of God that caused them to do it. For everyone that loveth is born of God.
Amen.
And the only way anybody can have the love of God is to have it given to them by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now we have a natural love for our parents, for our families, for our neighbors. And that's according to nature. But in order to have the love of God, you have to be born into God's family. Just like you're born into Adam's family, you have that Adam nature of love. And in God's family, it's God's love.
Amen.
That's shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Spirit. So, everyone that loveth, he said, is born of God and knoweth God. Now, here's another point. It is affected in a manner beyond our comprehension or above our comprehension. I can't help but think about that man who wrote the song, "I Can Tell You the Time, I Can Take You to the Place, where the Lord saved me by His wonderful grace, but I don't know how, and I cannot tell you why, but He'll tell me all about it in the by and by."
Amen.
Now, he's right on track, you know. Right on track. I had that experience, too. And let's look at that just a moment. Jesus himself, when he was explaining that to Nicodemus, and he is all wise, he had all wisdom, because he is God manifest in the flesh. But when Nicodemus said, "How can these things be?" You know how he answered it. "The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell from whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit." Now, if you're a child of God tonight, you had that experience.
Amen.
And I remember it very well tonight. Even though it's been 60, it'll soon be 65 years ago. Notice another one, John 1:13. Well, let's back up from that. John, in his writing about the coming of Christ into the world, he said he came to his own. That was the Jews, of course. His own received him not. But as many as received him, now that didn't make them children of God either, until they were given the power to become children of God. Now, here's another scripture along that line. They that come to God must believe that He is. And that don't save them. They can believe that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. But until they exercise that, they're not saved. Now, there is a faith of coming to God, but it's not with all the heart. Faith with all the heart is that it saves, and that is a complete trust in the finished work of redemption. Trusting in Christ alone without anything else. Christ is sufficient for the salvation of the entire world.
Amen.
Now, he said, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name. Now, they're the ones that trusted. And he said, which were born. What did Jesus tell Nicodemus? That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, brethren, I look around and I see some older preachers tonight than I am. And there are some of them that's already gone on to try the realities of another country that we haven't experienced yet. But when we quit and cease to stress the fact of redemption, the new birth, the new creation in Christ Jesus, we're going to be just like the rest of these modernists. You can't afford to do it. The souls of people is too valuable. And I'm afraid there are hundreds and thousands being deceived tonight, enrolled on church books without any salvation whatsoever. Well, if they've got any, they've got it all. If they've missed it, it's sad. But let's move on. He said we were born not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. So it's a reality. James 1:16-18. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. Now that's how it came about. Somebody preached it. Somebody told us about it. And we heard it. And faith comes by hearing. And this Bible said, and hearing comes by the word of God. That's the way you hear. Now, if this gift, if this is not a perfect gift, I don't know where you'd go to find it. Salvation is a perfect gift.
Amen.
Perfect. No imperfections about it whatsoever. And this said, every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So every person that's been saved, has been saved from above. They have received a divine nature from God Almighty. And I've said a lot of times, I'm going to repeat it again tonight. That that's born of God is just as pure as God himself.
Amen.
We can't say that about this Adam nature. But that that God does is done forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken from it. So says the word of God. Another thing on 1 Corinthians 1:30 to back up this article. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who are of God, who of God is made unto us wisdom. Who? Christ. And righteousness. And sanctification and redemption. That's what he is to us. All of it. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Notice Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do you believe that? I do. Salvation couldn't be by grace if that wasn't true. God works his own will in us. And we're going to get to an article on election in just a little while. I think it's going to be something interesting. It is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And you know, Isaiah prophesied a long time ago, God speaking through him. God said, I will do all my pleasure. And I'm going to believe that. Not going to discount it a bit. And all right, notice this next point. All this so as to secure our voluntary obedience to the gospel. 1 Peter 1:22 to 25. You've quoted this many times, you preachers are here tonight. Seeing ye have purified your souls. How? By obeying the truth. How did you do that? Through the Spirit. That's how it was brought about. If the Spirit hadn't been there, it couldn't happen. God is the one that works his will in us. Now, and he said unto unfeigned, that is, the word unfeigned simply means pure and not something that's put on, it's sincere. Love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, sincerely. Why? Because you're born again. That's what that means, that word, being born again.